pasuk in our parasha, parashas Mishpat, Shoftim says, "Tzadik tzadik tirdoif lamatich yivirashta saaretz asher Hashem alakecha noisalach." And Rashi says, "Kedaihu minu hadinayim hadayonim ekshirim." It's worthwhile. It's enough that we appoint qualified dayonim lachis es Yisrael v'leshivim ad masam for Klal Yisrael to remain, to survive and flourish in Eretz Yisrael. So the Sefer Ikvei Binyamin explains that we're not to understand that what the pasuk is teaching us is that it's a schar, it's a reward. That the Torah is telling us, well, if you will award, if you will appoint appropriate judges, you will have the schus of surviving and getting Eretz Yisrael. He explains that it's much deeper. He says that when we create an environment of tzedek, of yashar, of toiv, of honesty, of being straightforward, then we have created a time and a place and an environment that we should be able to have l'matich yivirash dos aretz. He says, the pasuk says by Avraham Avinu, ki yedatev l'mana sheyitzav as bonav as base of achrov, v'shamu derech Hashem, laso yitztoko mishpot, l'man hovi Hashem al Avraham ashediba olav. He says that Avraham Avinu did not get what he got as a reward. Avraham Avinu created an environment in his family, in his home, of Ashiyitzaves Bonavas Base of Achrov, the Shamadarach Hashem Lasa Stockholm Mishpat. When you create that type of an environment, when you create that type of environment, then you are in an environment that automatically Bracha comes to. And he says a beautiful vart. He says, we know as soon as Tisha B'Av ends, we begin with Shabbos Nachmu, with the Shiva de Nechemta, with the seven Haftiris, that all speak about Nechama as we ultimately lead up to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the question is that as we're preparing for the Yimei HaDin, shouldn't the Haftiris of these weeks speak about Tshuva and the need to do Tshuva and the requirement to do Tshuva and what Tshuva means? And yet here, the Pasuk, the Haftiris all speak, keep on going back to Nechama. So he says, that's exactly what the Haftiris are trying to accomplish. He says the Haftiris are trying to accomplish an environment of Nechama, an environment of us living the way we're supposed to live. And when we live the life that we're supposed to live, that is so portrayed in all of these Haftiris, then automatically we're going to do Tshuva. And that's why he says the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin Halacha Hey says, Kol ha-Nevi'im kulam tziva al-Tshuva. All the Nevi'im spoke about Tshuva. Then Yisrael nigolam el b'Tshuva. V'kva'avticha ha-Torah she-soif Yisrael las ha-Tshuva b'soif gulosam v'yad he-shem hein nigolam. He said, because gula and Tshuva are so linked together. The pshat of Tshuva is to live a life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live. And that's what the Nechama speaks about. That's what he says the Ramban teaches us is what the days of Mashiach will represent. The days of Mashiach will represent a world of tshuva. So we have a world that we're doing what we're supposed to do, then automatically we have done tshuva. And it doesn't have to be spoken about separately. And that's why he says, that's how he says we could understand pshat, that the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph Hilchos Tshuva discusses Eizah Tshuva Gemura. What is the definition of Tshuva Gemura? And he says it has to come to the degree V'yod Alav Yodei Talumais that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be able to say testimony Shlo Yoshu L'Zeh Achet La'olam, that this person will never sin again. How could anybody be so confident in their Tshuva that it should reach the level that V'yad Alav Yodei Talumais, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself could say testimony that the person will never do tshuva? Does that mean we will lose the bechira? So he says that's not what is the way to understand. He says the way to understand what the Rambam means is that when a person does proper tshuva, he brings himself into a world that he can't do aveir again. It's not because he needs to do tshuva. It's not because he has to overcome his yetzahara. He's brought himself up to another level, a world of tshuva, a world of the shevet and the chemta. And in that world, you could be confident that you will never do tshuva. And that's how he explains the Gemara Masechet Brachos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, where Chazal teach us, B'makom shebaalei tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gemurim yichayim lamoid. What makes a baal tshuva even greater than a tzaddik? He says, because a tzaddik is indeed a tzaddik. But as much as the tzaddik is a tzaddik, he still has to overcome his yetzahara on a regular basis. But makom shebaalei tshuva oimdim. But when a person has reached the level of baalei tshuva, he doesn't have to fight his yetzahara anymore. He's already where he's supposed to be. And that is a madrega that a tzaddik doesn't reach. And he says, that is what is unique about Klal Yisrael. He goes back that when Avram Avinu went with Yitzchak and Eliezer and Yishmael to the Akedah, and the pasuk says, "B'yom Hashlishi v'yis Avram es Einov v'yar es Hamokoy Meirochoy." And Rashi comments that Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu were able to see something, and Yishmael and Eliezer were not. What was the difference? He says the difference between Klal Yisrael and Ace and Yishmael and Eliezer is that Klal Yisrael could see Vayisas Avramas Inov Vyar Es Hamokai Meirochai. They could see a different world. They could see a world of tshuva. They could see a world of tzaddik terdoif. And that's a world where there is no Aveira. That's a world where there is no Yetzahara. It's a world that's Meirochai. It's not yet here. But only people who could see and understand such a world are people who are able to go in Arkadah, are people of Klal Yisrael, and other people aren't. This constant ability to be able to strive and see the future, the better future, the future of a world of tshuva is what makes Klal Yisrael unique. And that's pshat, perhaps. The pasuk says, "V'lo sokum l'chom atseva." And Rashi says, even though we find in the Torah that the Avos had made mitzvahs, achshav sneya, shemeacha shesu elu choyk l'avodas kechavim. It became despised because the avodas kechavim began using the mitzvah as a way for them to worship avodah zarah. And of course, there's an obvious question. The question is, there are many things that the Avodah Zarah have taken on from us. And yet the Torah, Mizbeach, the Avodah Chavim would bring sacrifices on a Mizbeach. And nowhere do we find that the Torah suggests that we should stop bringing Kabbonis. Why all of a sudden here does the Torah say that don't bring a carbon on a Metzeva? And the reason you shouldn't bring a carbon on a Metzeva is because the or Akum brought on a mitzeva, I don't want you to do what the Akum did. So I think based on what I saw from Ramosha Zitzal, in the Drash Moshe, Ramosha suggests that the mitzeva is one stone. What does one stone mean? Well, one stone means it represents the inability to see past right in front of yourself. Mitzeva, one stone. An Akum doesn't have the ability to see a different world. Akum doesn't have the ability to see a world of tshuva, a world of Yerushalayim. And that's why that one-dimensional approach is an approach asher sonei Hashem Elokecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot tolerate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live in a world where we have a multi-dimensional approach, not a one-dimensional approach. And that's why the Torah in this week's parasha as well requires that the Melech have his own Sefer Torah. And as the Gemara says, even if he has a Sefer Torah that he inherited from his parent, from his father, he has to make his own Sefer Torah. Why? Because the Melech, as the person who is leading Klal Yisrael, the Melech, as the person who's leading Klal Yisrael, has a whole different obligation. His obligation is to look out for all of Klal Yisrael to see the big picture. He has to write his own Torah. He has to be able to see, and the Torah is the only way we get a clarity of vision of what the world should look like and what we should be aspiring to. And that's why every melech, the Torah says, should write his own Sefer Torah, use his own talents and strengths to see a world of Avodas Hashem. And that's what we daven for every morning when, before Krishma. We say, V'har einenu b'sayra secha, that through our learning of the Torah, V'har einenu, our eyes should be opened. Our eyes should be opened. And we should have the clarity of vision to see a world of tzedek, tzedek, tirdaif. And if and when we will be able to see a world of tzedek, tzedek, tirdaif, we will be able to have a world, like Rashi says, k'dayhu mina hadayonim. When we live in a world that we are able to see with clarity of what the world should look like, that we will have lachyosam, we will survive, and not only will we survive, but lahishiva mala'aretz and eretz yisrael b'mehera b'yameinu.